If you have a visual complaint, the key question that needs to be addressed is whether your visual problem is caused by a refractive error or if there is some underlying medical condition causing the problem. Most cases of blurred vision are caused by errors of refraction. These errors cause a disturbance in the way light rays focus within the eye. If the problem is due to an error of refraction, it is the role of the ophthalmic practitioner to measure your disturbance and re-establish the proper focus of light and thereby correct your vision problem. The ciliary body is located behind your iris near the crystalline lens. This structure has two functions. The aqueous fluid that fills the front of your eye is made inside the ciliary body. Also, the ciliary body is made up of muscles that allow the eye to focus at different distances. The cornea is the clear front window representing 1/6 of the outer layer of your eye. The primary function of the cornea is to focus and transmit light onto the retina. The crystalline lens is the transparent structure inside of the eye located directly behind your iris. The sole function of your lens is to focus light rays onto the retina. The iris is the colored portion of your eye located behind the cornea and in front of the crystalline lens. This structure separates the anterior and posterior chambers of the eye. The function of the iris is to help regulate the amount of light that enters your eye. The macula is located roughly in the center of the retina. It is a small and highly sensitive part of the retina, responsible for detailed central vision. The fovea is the very center of the macula. The macula allows us to appreciate detail and perform tasks that require central vision, such as reading or driving a car. The optic nerve is located in the back of the eye. This structure is responsible for transmitting the images we see from the retina to the brain. The front surface of the optic nerve, which is visible on the retina, is called the optic disc. There are millions of nerve fibers that pass through the retina and converge to form the optic nerve. When light hits the retina, it is converted into electrical impulses and carried along these fibers through the optic nerve and to the brain. The pupil is the dark center in the middle of the iris. The pupil's function is to regulate how much light enters the eye. Your pupil's size is automatically varied to regulate the amount of light entering the eye. The retina is the nerve layer that lines the back of your eye. The retina's function is to sense light and create impulses that are sent through the optic nerve and to the brain. The vitreous is a clear jelly-like substance that fills the center of the eye. It is composed mainly of water and comprises about two-thirds of the eye's volume. The vitreous helps the eye maintain a round shape and is attached to the retina at various points, including the macula and the optic nerve.